Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I got a question y'all ain't got to tell me now. Tell me next break. Who should be next year's Super Bowl halftime entertainment? Okay, as we sit here and listen to Bruno. It got me just thinking. It just popped in my head earlier. And
we already had him.
No, I said it reminded me. I wanted to ask you that. No, I'm not trying to get him back. I'm saying, you know, Kendrick's done it 2 times. Bruno did it a couple times.
Is there a band that could play?
Let's talk about this next segment.
Will we ever hear a band do halftime at Super Bowl again?
Not solely, because they will probably bring somebody else on with them, and they may dip out for a little bit, kind of like, well, speaking of Bruno, he brought Red Hot Chili Peppers out when he did his solo one in New York. I don't know. Let's think about that. This last segment, we'll ask you guys that. And it was on this day, as we get ready to talk basketball, believe it or not, today was the day that Bobby Knight threw that chair.
Ah.
Hit that game. Whipped that chair across the court. I'm still surprised. Every time I have seen it in India, maybe I'm missing it. I see nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing having to do with his name at University of Indiana.
I don't think they're. I think they got some stuff.
They might, but it's not visible on TV.
Yeah, you don't talk about it. They didn't put his name on the building, but he's got his name on something up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Anyways, we welcome in Caleb Johnson. Caleb, man, appreciate it. Thank you, and good morning. Hope you're having a good weekend.
Hey, good morning, guys. I will put my 2 cents in on your who should be next year's halftime performer.
Go ahead.
Please.
It's going to be someone that is going to bring in the youth, Chapel Roan. She's a big-time pop singer who's kind of blowing up recently. I would say within the last year,
yep.
Chapel Roan should be the one to go to, just because you bring in a little bit of a different audience. And I feel like that's kind of what they've been trying to do the last couple of years, get someone that people are excited about and maybe a different audience watching the game. And so, yeah, Chapel Roan's where I would go.
Okay. I can understand the reasoning behind it. Jay-Z, remember, is the brains behind whoever they're going to bring on.
Yeah.
Does she go on by herself? You want to see somebody else perform with her?
Or who's the other act? You could send a lot of different people. It's just one of those, like, who's a good singer? Like, who is a popular, maybe up-and-coming, really good singer to go, you know, kind of pair with her? Any of the, like, young pop artists, the Olivia Rodrigos, the Sabrina Carpenters, like, those. Like, get a younger audience, I feel like, involved in this, instead of maybe some of the nostalgia and then, you know, more, I guess, adult themed type stuff like we got with Kendrick this year.
No, listen, he's 100% right, and it's piggybacks on what you have said since I've worked with you, Sam. The lifeblood of any sport is youth participation.
Yeah.
So to keep them eyes coming to that game, or at least at halftime, there were so many people that I talked to that were just going to watch the halftime show, didn't care about the game.
What about the artist that gets their own camera, that focused on them while they're at games? Why don't they get her to do the halftime show?
They've asked her before. You're talking about Taylor.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people, believe it or not, despite her fan base, they feel like she's boring. I'm just saying. Yep. But she's been asked in the past, and whatever the reason, whether it was she was on tour or whatever, she had declined. Yep. But what do they use this tour, this platform for? To promote something. Right. Kendrick just came off a whole bunch of awards leading into that, so he didn't really need to promote anything other than himself and give another shot at you-know-who's down in Australia. But, I don't know. But let's talk to him about basketball.
Yeah,
Get into this in a little bit. Well,
there's a real reason we call you.
We got your vote, Caleb. That's cool. I understand the reasoning behind it, and we'll see what happens. But what is going on with these Hawks? I leave here for a weekend, and these guys get on a little mini losing streak there. First it was winning streak, and then it was losing streak. Where are we at right now with this team?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I think to call it a losing streak, it's one of those, like, I mean, the game against New York is, like, that was, you saw some really good fight in this team. When they had plenty of reasons to just kind of throw in the towel and be like, hey, we're going to go into the All-Star break and get our rest. And so to see them be as competitive as they are against a top Eastern Conference team, I know they've had some good luck again. Well, I shouldn't say good luck. They've had some really good games against the Knicks in the past, but like that's a top three seed in the East right now. And so they should be, you know, kind of given their credit. Coming out of the break, you had an Orlando team that, look, I said it on my own social media, and I fully believe the officials affected the outcome of that game on Thursday. They absolutely decided, hey, you know, we know the kind of physicality that Orlando has, and so we're going to officiate it like that, but they were not giving the Hawks the same courtesy. And so, you know, found themselves in some very frustrating situations where Trae Young was vocalizing his frustrations with the officials. They took offense to that, and it showed that I have never seen officials call a game so biased, where it was so clear that they were punishing Trae Young and his teammates because he was sticking up for them. And he made sure to speak about it after the game by saying, hey, look, I'm not 19 anymore. You know, people change, people grow. Clearly he's talking about himself and how maybe when he was younger, he would have been a bit too boisterous, you know, maybe when it came to the officiating.
Right.
And he's calmed down. But he wants his respect. It's like, look, I've been in the league a long time now. I deserve my respect. He wasn't getting it. And it was a real shame because I think that was a close game. Like, that was a game that the Hawks absolutely could have won. But, like I said, the Magic were allowed to be physical. The Hawks were not. And you don't have a really good shot to beat a Magic team because they're so tall and physical when you can't match that physicality, especially you throw on top the fact that they shot the ball so poorly in that game. And so that's really all of those sorts of things kind of get you to where you're at, where I know fans have kind of been up and down with the new guys that have been brought in, and I heard some chanting at the game from some fans who were sitting behind me of like, oh, this is who you gave up DeAndre Hunter for. And it's like, look, there is very much the long game being played here when it comes to DeAndre, and these guys are going to have hot and cold nights. It's kind of Caris LeVert's career as being a hot and cold player that you're just kind of like, well, he could be more helpful to us right now. And then, you know, with the Terrence Mann, he's more of a long-term plan. George Niang, you just want to see him shoot some threes and try to be as consistent as possible.
That's Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam, before you get on here, we don't have the actual sound, but let me read you what Caleb is talking about here with Trae Young. This is from Trae after that game. You just wish that you can get some refs that just don't take things personal and understand that people grow, Trae said. I'm not 19 anymore. I can communicate with these people, and I have a lot of the refs. I mean, I don't know what that means. I feel like the refs have been responsive for the most part, but then you get a handful, that like we got tonight, that are just, I mean, take personal, and you can see by the way they make the calls.
Yeah. Speaking out on that, you know, that's what he was talking about. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Caleb Johnson. He is social. You can always find him at ATL Johnson 18. Caleb, okay, I think this is a crucial stretch of games for the Hawks because if they want to try to get them into the sixth spot, and that is where Detroit is right now. They just played Orlando. They have two games with Miami. That makes this week a pretty important week for this team, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, and they are aware of it. You know, it's funny. I talked to Trae earlier before that Orlando game, and we were like, okay, obviously, it's one game at a time. Players always talk about, oh, I'm not looking too far ahead. But it was like, are you guys aware of the fact that the teams you're playing coming up are the ones right above you in the standings that you obviously want to gain some ground on? And he was like, sure. He was like, it gets discussed in the locker room. And he kind of doubled back on the, we're going to keep it one game at a time. I think everyone realizes this is a week in which you can kind of not separate yourselves, but push yourself into that conversation of, okay, are the Hawks going to be a legitimate playoff making that six seed type conversation? Or you go this week, you lose to the Pistons, you lose twice to the Heat, and everyone's going, are they a play-in team? You know, like the conversation can shift that fast. It's the same as what happened back in January when you were thinking, oh, this team could go on a run, and then they went out on the West Coast and came back, and you were like, oh, I mean, how good are they really? Like, it's just, it's kind of been the Hawks this season and in times past, just being up and down. So I think you come away, you get two out of three, when it comes to the couple of Miami games and the Detroit game. And I think you'd feel pretty good about that. Obviously, you'd love a sweep and that sort of thing to climb up in the Eastern Conference standards. But these are, people talk about the litmus test. Like, these are litmus test type games because these are your competition that you really should be better than. I mean, Detroit is still in their early phases of rebuilding with Cade Cunningham and the crew they're put together there. Obviously, Miami, they just traded away their star. And the Hawks, you know, they still have theirs. And so I think you should be able to, you should really be able to climb up the standings here, get some wins, and feel good about the direction you're going. Hopefully building in some of these new players and guys playing new roles because of injuries like Larry Nance Jr. And maybe in a couple weeks we see Vic Krejci coming back.
You know, when you talk about this Eastern Conference, everybody talks about Boston first and who's going to get past them, but they're looking up at Cleveland. And is there any way that you see Boston getting past what we're seeing out of Cleveland right now if it came down to those two teams?
I mean, I certainly, with those two, I would lean Boston just because of experience, just because there is something to the effect of, hey, we've been here before, because Boston has been in this position before when they had to take on a veteran Miami team who had been there before and Boston hadn't, and it was like, oh, okay, this is different. So I think Boston having that championship cachet, have the ability to turn it on in the playoffs. But you're right, like Cleveland's been on just an insane hot streak, and I think adding DeAndre Hunter to that mix certainly helped them out, you know, from a scoring perspective for sure. I just wonder about come playoff time and come, hey, the circumstances are truly different here. We're playing the same opponent over and over and over again. How they handle that, and, you know, are they just a little bit further away, or are they just as good as we've seen them play this season, and this is their opportunity to get over the hump? I don't know. Just something in me leans Boston because, like I said, because they've been there.
All right. We got to thank Caleb for getting up and joining us. We got to get him on more often, man.
Absolutely.
So, listen, I appreciate it, Caleb. We're going to be reaching out to you a little bit more as we get down to crunch time into the season. So we thank you for when you make yourself available.
Well, thank you for this and also for the suggestion for Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, that too. Even though Noel ain't feeling it. but that's okay. That's quite all right.
Thanks, Caleb.
Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, y'all have a good one.
There you go.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.